Hey, happy Friday, Lazy Parenting Pod Squad. I hope you've had a wonderful week, and maybe you have plans for Valentine's Day coming up. I know it can be hard to find time to connect with your partner, but one lesson that I have learned about marriage is that the less time I spend with Chris alone, the more challenging our marriage becomes. When we spend time together, which I get can be hard if your spouse or partner works outside the home crazy hours like he did when our kids were little, and you're the primary caregiver, as I was, the more I remember how much I like him and how we really do get along and have inside jokes and all of the memories of almost 22 years of marriage, which is crazy, right? 22 years this summer. It's very exciting to think of what we're going to do in the next 10 years as our kids leave the home and start their own lives. And we get to continue to pursue our own individual dreams and goals and the ones that we have that are combined. I'm feeling very grateful today for my family and him, and I hope you can find some time to reflect on this weekend about all the love you have surrounding you and those who depend on your love to make them feel happy and joyful. Really and truly, I do. Today, I'm going to wrap up this series on loving our kids and showing up for them in the way that they need and want to be loved. Today, we're going to talk about love language number 5. A final reminder that if you haven't listened to part 1 in this series, do go back and start there so that you have a frame of reference when I talk about the importance of unconditional love in Dr. Gary Chapman and his book, The 5 Love Languages of Children, which I have linked in the show notes. Hello, and welcome to the Lazy Parenting Podcast, hosted by me, Stephanie Kennedy, the self-proclaimed OG lazy parent. Every week, we're going to dive deep into the concept and methodology of lazy parenting, and I'll share all of my tips and tricks and strategies to help support you in this crazy journey of parenting that we are all on. So listen in, implement the strategies, and watch as your children become more independent, more capable, more self-reliant in all of their things. You'll be amazed as you watch their confidence grow and they become happy, joyful, kind, empathetic, young adults ready to head off on their own, living their true purpose. Sounds exciting, right? So let's go. Let's all become lazy parents. So love language number 5 is acts of service. Your child's love language might be this one if they're constantly asking you to do things for them, like tie their shoes or tuck them in or fix a toy for them. Now I get it. Our whole time as a parent is often doing these kind of things for our kids. So this one is a bit tricky to me. I think it's a bit tricky to distinguish between our children not learning how to do things for themselves because we do all of the things for them. So one way you can think of this is as the time you take to teach them how to do the things themselves. I firmly believe our job as parents is to teach them all of the things so that they have the confidence and ability to be self-sufficient. So watching to ensure that the things we do daily are in their best interest rather than just what they want us to do for them. And if they coincide, that's great. If not, let's be mindful of not just doing things for them because they want us to, if it will lead them to being lazy or not contributing around the house. If this is their love language, then being intentional about what acts of service we can do for them that are important to them and will be received as such is the key. And ensuring that the acts are age appropriate. We don't tie shoes for children who can do it themselves. Do we make them a special sandwich and cut it up just the way they like once in a while as a moment? Sure, I'll always remember asking my mom to make me a sandwich when she was making herself one, and it was always the best BLT I had ever eaten. It's a memory I still hold on to now that she is gone. So making my children their favorite pancakes on the weekend once in a while is all the more special because they make their own breakfasts every other day of the week. My children still remember coming home from school in the pouring rain and finding after-school snacks ready for them and a cup of hot chocolate. It was an act of service from me to them to show them that I loved them and appreciated them. Whatever your special ways are of showing love, make sure that they are ways that your child wants you to show up. Make them special and slightly rare so that they have meaning to them. Dr. Chapman states, the ultimate act of service is to help them emerge as mature adults. So be mindful of what you do for them, and if we can focus on teaching them how to do it for themselves, well, that is always the end goal. So how do you find out what your child's love language is? Try asking yourself these questions. How do they express their love to me? How do they express their love to others? What does your child ask for most often? What does your child complain about most often? Also, remember that as our children grow up and develop a greater sense of themselves, their love language might change. My youngest was totally a physical touch little toddler. She would always crawl into my bed and tickle my back and want me to do the same to her. Now it's shifted from that more to words of affirmation and quality time and acts of service. I encourage you to keep an open mind about what their love language is and to adapt as necessary. This is why using all five love languages are important. I'll leave you with this final quote from Dr. Chapman. The ability to give love and nurture in all the languages will make your children more balanced persons who can function well in society. And isn't that the fundamental piece, the foundation of the Lazy Parenting Way? Good luck as you move forward and take some time to discover your child's love language. I would love to hear from you about how this idea has helped you and your kids communicate better and connect more deeply with each other. Don't forget, this works with our partners too. Have a great Valentine's Day weekend. Hey, thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you are loving the episodes, please be sure to click on the podcast episode and give me a rating. Give me that 5-star rating, write a review, tell me which episode has been your favorite so far. That really helps get the podcast out there so more parents can get on the Lazy Parenting bandwagon and make a difference and have a more chaos-free and yell-free home. Happier, healthier homes for their kids. As well, if you're interested in following along with my journey, come see me over on Instagram. @lazyparenting is my Instagram handle. That's where you can find all of the ups and downs and the things that we're going through and where I share more tips and tricks. As well, I share daily tips on TikTok. So I'll see you over on the other platforms. Thanks again for listening.